in the front of she
I don't know,
whatever you like.
And then the bundles or the sheaves might be piled up into what?
Piled up into a, I don't know. See, we don't grow wheat around here.
Okay.
I really don't know.
Okay. And you raise 40 blank of wheat to an acre, just a measurement?
Bushels.
Okay.
And you do
And do you know what you do with oats to separate the grain from the chaff?
You thresh.
Do you say it or them when you're talking about oats?
You thresh. Well, if it's a crop, you thresh the crop. It would be it.
Well, if you were saying oats, would you say oats is or oats are threshed?
I'd say oats are threshed. Sounds better.
Okay. let's see. If you and another person had to do a certain job and you were speaking to the person, you would say blank and blank have to do it.
Susan and I have to do it.
Using a pronoun rather than a name.
Oh, she and I have to do it.
Mm-hmm. Or if you're speaking to me, you'd say...
Oh, you and I have to do
okay.
it. Oh.
Okay, mm-hmm. And if you might say the job is not for just you or just me, it's for...
Both of us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you knocked on a door and the person said, who's there, and you knew they would recognize your voice, you might just say, oh, it's...
It's I.
If there were a man outside, you might say, oh, it's only...
It's only...
Using the pronoun again, it's only...
Oh, it's only he.
Or if it were a woman, it's only...
It's only she.
Or two people, it's...
It's only they.
Okay. Comparing how tall you are, you would say, he is not as tall as...
I am.
Or, I'm not as tall as...
He is.
Or, and he can do it better than...
I.
And if someone had been running for 2 miles, but then he had to stop, you'd say 2 miles is the blank he could go.
Is the distance.
Using some form of far in there. 2 miles.
Oh, 2 miles is as far as he could go.
All right. Mm-hmm. If something belongs to me, you would say it's...
Yours.
Mm-hmm. If it belongs to both of us, it's...
Ours.
If it belongs to him, it's...
His.
To her, it's...
Hers.
To them, it's...
It's theirs.
All right. If people have been to visit you, pulling my eraser, and then are about to leave, you would say to them, well, this is several people, when are blank coming again?
When are you coming again?
Would you ever express that any way other than you if you're talking to several people? Would you ever say you all or y'all?
Oh, no. I mean, that's a common thing. I don't think I say you all.
But people do.
I might sometimes. Yes. It's... Mm-hmm. You said...
The next 3 or 4 questions are the same kind of thing. If there were a car outside belonging to several people, and you looked out the window, you might say to the people, somebody is about to hit...
Your car.
Would you say you all's car or y'all's? No. All right. If you had not been able to go to a party and were interested in learning what people had been there, you might ask someone who had gone, blank was at the party.
Who was at the party?
Would you ever say who all?
No, I don't think so.
All right. If there were children that you knew belonged to more than one family, you might say, blank children are they?
Whose children are they?
Would you ever say who all's?
Uh-uh.
And then finally, if you had missed church and you wanted to know what the subject of the preacher's remarks was, you might say, well, blank did he say?
What did he say?
Would you ever say what all?
No.
Okay. And if no one else will look out for them, they've got to look out
for themselves.
And if no one will do it for him, he's got to do it
himself.
Okay. What is made of flour and baked in a loaf?
Bread.
Okay. Is there a special name for it if it's... bought at home, made at home versus bought in the store?